us with wewantanycar.com.
They'll beat any online quote. See website for details.
Arsenal's Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain is a surprise starter for England against France this afternoon in Group D. It's the youngster's first competitive international cap. Also starting is Shrewsbury-born keeper Joe Hart and ex-Wolves defender Jolyon Lescott. So I've just got one eye on the screen. It's 0-0 still at the moment, 2 minutes gone. In cricket, the third test between England and the West Indies has been declared a draw after rain ruined the final day at Edgbaston. England won the series 2-0, that means. And in Speedway, Wolves go to Bellevue in the Elite League tonight.
I'm just going to butt in, Steve, and say, can I really hope that they score during your news at 5:30? Because that will be absolutely amazing.
That's what I was worried about, because the ball was just played into the box, so I was thinking there was going to be a goal.
I want a big Tom Ross. Yeah! Next, I'm going to get on V Festival headliners, The Killers. 5:30, here's Steve Herman.
Well, England's Euro 2012 campaign is underway in Ukraine. They're playing France in Group D. At the moment, it's 0-0. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain was a surprise starter for Roy Hodgson's side. Also playing is Shrewsbury-born goalkeeper Joe Hart and ex-Wolves defender Jolyon Lescott's in there. And Jolyon Lescott has just scored for England. Just watching the screen now, France 0, England 1, Jolyon Lescott with the goal. Great news for England then. In other news, it's around 11 degrees.
Are you now going to go outside and shout, goal?
Yes!
Oh, dear me. I did say in the news at 5, I really hope they score during your news at 5:30. Well done for holding it together there, mate.
Thank you. You jinxed it, but it was a good jinx.
Do you know what? I would say 6, but they'll be half-time, won't they? Or just about then. So that's asking a bit much. But if they could score again during your news at 6:30. Because that was obviously a good omen. So fingers crossed it will work.
Yeah.
Shame the bookies won't take bets on that now.